Yesterday, we spoke with author Jan Arno about violence among youth, and today we continue our conversation. Jan, basically it seems like if the adults would behave properly, their children are more likely to behave properly. But this is sort of a catch-22 situation because these adults are behaving badly because maybe they witnessed violence as a child.
Exactly. And so parents and adults, and of course all adults raise children even if they don't have their own, because almost every economic decision we make has an impact on children. But if the adults would learn how to reboot their own behavior, the next generations of children are going to be a lot less prone to violence.
What can society as a whole do here?
Society as a whole, first of all, can make sure that they teach their children empathy, not sympathy. Sympathy is kind of an outside-the-ring attitude, but empathy is where you actually feel something that the other person is experiencing. Teaching the child empathy by your own actions, showing empathy, is very, very big. So, for example, that translates into the playground, where if a child is being bullying and you have empathy for that child, or even for the bully, you're able to do something about it even as a child. So showing empathy is a big thing. Being there for your children, being in your child's life as opposed to on the outskirts of your children's lives, is very, very important. So showing up is a big deal. Not abdicating your responsibility as a parent to the television and to the computer and the video game. Speaking of computers, it's really good to have the computer, the family computer, in the family room or the kitchen so you can monitor what your children are doing. Knowing who your children's friends are is very important. And putting your foot down about not fraternizing with certain children if you feel that their influence is bad for your child. Also, keeping the lines of communication open, very, very important. So many kids today don't want to have anything to do with their parents. They will not speak with their parents. They will not divulge information. I have over 400 things in my book, 400 very easy-to-do solutions that all cost nothing that parents, caregivers, and other people who are in the lives of children can do to help alleviate this problem of violence that we, by the way, have created for our children. We should stop blaming the victims, that's another thing, and start looking at ourselves to see what we have created for them.
And this is something people can get from your book, and the name of that book again?
It's called In the Line of Fire, Raising Kids in a Violent World.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us today, Jan. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.